Hello, and welcome to Still Buffering, a sister's guide to teens through the ages. I am Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
Sisters, this is an interesting setup we have here.
I didn't really think about it until I watched you all pass off a microphone to each other, huddled over a sports-themed bedroom.
We needed more microphones. We should have brought a fourth.
We didn't know we would...
Well, we did. We just didn't bring another
one. We did. You're right. We did. We absolutely did.
I don't think we had another good one. Okay. Well, anyway, we have a guest.
Yeah, I was going to say, you may be wondering why we need four microphones.
We're not going to tell you. This is confusing.
The secret fourth Smurl sister is finally revealed.
Yay. The Smurth. The
Smurth. Hey. Nice to be here, Smurls. This is Liz June. I'm here because we're doing a crossover. Ooh.
This doesn't just have to happen in fanfics. This can happen in real life. Still Buff meets Neat, the booze cast.
Every time I say Neat, do I have to say Neat?
Yeah, because there's an exclamation point.
Right.
Okay. You go Neat.
But so, neat. Yeah, you neat. Can go,
just some
neat.
Excitement. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes we harmonize and we do Neat.
That's very good.
That was very good.
It was out of nowhere.
So this is a special crossover family event.
Yeah. It's been a family event all week.
It has. We've been at the beach all week, and we're in a football-themed bedroom. So
we're in the end zone. That's what this room is called.
No, you're right. That's what this room is called.
I'm looking at a photo, a poster, with a bunch of naked dudes holding various sports equipment over their junk, and the caption is "Got balls."
Yep.
I don't know if you talk about that on your podcast. I just realized
we can say balls. This is a language-free podcast, so
okay, I'll keep it clean.
But that's okay.
I have a problem with that.
Balls are fine.
Balls are okay.
I mean, I don't.
Balls are fine is the official Still Buff position
on balls.
Balls are fine.
They're fine.
Liz, thank you for joining us.
I'm so happy to be here.
We always ask guests on our show a general question. How did you teen? Like, where did you fit into the teen pantheon?
I actually, I had like friends in a lot of different circles because I was into a lot of different things. So I was definitely into theater and I did like choir and all that, but I was also... I also hung out with the art kids. I did a lot of art. And then randomly, because I just like didn't like, I wasn't like a great student, but I did have this thing about like proving how smart I was. So I took AP classes so I could like hang out with my smart friends and like learn stuff, but not like apply it to my grades or anything like that. I don't know if that was a good way to teen, but that's how I did it.
No, it's good. Eclectic. You're an eclectic teen.
I'm just here for the experience.
Multifaceted.
Really.
That's good.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. If you're pleased with your teening experience, then that's all that counts.
I'm pretty pleased. It was pretty dramatic, but like, I don't know.
Whose wasn't?
So for this special crossover episode, we're talking about beverages of the adult type.
I'm obviously Riley is at a disadvantage because she is not 21, so she has the only input she has in this episode is from her adult 21 year old friends.
I am in college, therefore like 50% I would say of my peer group is 21 or older, which means legal drinking age here in the United States. So all my experience is purely secondhand experience. So just a disclaimer. Great.
Why would it exactly be any other way?
I'm underage, not even 19 yet.
And of course we all had our first drinks when we turned 21.
Oh yeah, definitely.
On this podcast, that's what we say.
That is the case. But
if you want to know otherwise, listen to our other podcast.
Age aside, we wanted to talk about some of the drinks that you tend to have when you first start drinking, because you don't really know what you're doing, And there are a lot of people with a lot of bad ideas that they want to share with you.
But it's okay, because as a young adult, you have really good taste, you know?
Do you?
Do you?
Yeah, you have super... Do you?
I would disagree, you know, cool. Just based off the faces I get from Taylor, especially whenever I talk about the drinks that my friends get at like bars whenever they go out. Yeah. And I just name them and list off their ingredients, and Taylor's just like, what? How? Why?
I mean, like, for like some of the earliest things that I remember drinking were things, definitely like Bartlett and James, like wine coolers. Like,
oh, yeah, cheerleader beer.
Cheerleader beer?
Yeah.
What?
That's like those like Smirnoff Ice.
Oh,
like,
okay.
They're like in beer bottles, but like they're fruity. They're basically like alcoholic seltzer. That's what. I don't know, like, who said that to me, but that was what we called it.
I like cheerleader back beer. Then. All right.
Back, way back.
Like, now they have those Seagram's drinks that are similar, and they are 3% alcohol.
Right.
And I assume 97% sugar is the other.
Yeah.
that's the 100%. But, well, no, there's got to be water in there somewhere, I guess.
Well, and then there's a weird sort of benevolency there where it's like, well, I guess I'm glad that the stuff that, like, the people that are younger and experienced drinkers are going to try is like not as much alcohol, but then it's like anybody that has been of drinking age for a while knows that the stuff that destroys you the most is a bunch of sugar.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yes.
Yeah. So I don't know, they're designed to teach you a harder lesson than you should learn.
You're also more resilient to hangovers, I feel, when you first start drinking.
That's true.
But it really is, the funny thing is, though, I feel like it's a mixture between these super sugary drinks that, like, you're really just like, I don't really like the taste of alcohol, so I'm trying to hide it, but also look like I'm drinking, so here, give me all the sugar with vodka in it or whatever. That was usually the standard, like, something very sugary with some vodka. Or it was, I don't really know how to drink, so rum... in a cup?
Right.
Is that a thing?
I sometimes feel like the reason that I ended up a bartender, it was some sort of curse that was initiated by the bartender that I approached on my 21st birthday at a bar in New York, in Manhattan. And I said, I want, what did I say? A cherry bomb.
What is that?
Well, she said, what is that? And I said, I don't know. Make it up.
Yeah.
And I think...
So were you already drunk when you got to
the bar? Oh, absolutely. Okay, and I just decided that's a good name. It should be a shot. So I'm just going to order it. And it's like, this lady is just going to do it for me. And she was just like, that's not a thing. And I'm like, you're right.
You got me.
But I think at that moment she was like, and you must bear the burden now, and that's why I'm a bartender.
Yes, she put a curse on you.
I think it's so, just like breathed out of her mouth, mouth into you. And she turned to dust and blew away in the wind.
It's like, oh no, what is happening?
All of a sudden you were behind the bar.
Go oh, no!
Chained to it. There can only be one.
And
it's got to be a Highlander thing at some
now.
Point. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I remember ordering, for me, it was just color. Like, I would go up to the bar and be like, can I have something blue or maybe something pink? Do you have a red one?
Is there a
whatever?
Can you put all of them in one cup?
Do you have a special, whatever color it is fine.
No. Yeah. I think any time now, like, if somebody asked me a color, that I would say, like, well, let me see your ID again. Because I think someone messed up at the front door.
Right.
But, you know what?
Like, grown adults. I mean, that we're all adults when we go into bars, but... Like, I've seen grown people order really, really ridiculous things that don't make any sense. So, I mean, I guess if they looked underage too,
yeah.
I wouldn't just put the burden on new drinkers. But yeah, that's a lot of it. to be fair.
It's true. It's true. I always think that a good sign of it, you know, in the movie The Room.
Yeah.
In the room. Yes. When they drink alcohol at one point. And in the room.
This is definitely applicable.
The drink they make appears to be, here's some whiskey in a glass to which I added some vodka and it's warm. Drink now. And I think about, like, we always laughed because we were like, Tommy Wiseau doesn't know about drinking. Ha ha ha. The director, right. Star, producer, everything.
Mastermind, evil genius.
Of the film. But, like, if you think about it a little more, no one on set stopped to say, that's not a drink. Well, no, so many adults are drinking that. And I thought about that, like, were there just no adults who knew, like, nobody mixes whiskey and vodka warm in a cup and drinks it? There that's not a thing. A lot
of things that got, that slipped by that production.
I don't think there was
that's
much
true.
Of it.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair.
There are framed pictures of forks and spoons.
Like, I don't think that there was somebody paid extra to call anybody out on the factual situation going on.
No.
It was a fantasy within a dream.
That's fair. I'm just saying, I think there are a lot of adults who don't know how to drink. I think you're right. I think, like, there are adults who just, well, like, who go up and, right, and order because things that they've been ordering since college, and it's like, that doesn't taste good. That's not, because there's a way to drink that it, like, it tastes good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just about, like, and you can be like, I'm enjoying this experience. It doesn't have to be, like, get it down. You know, that's a very, like, immature attitude towards alcohol. Like, just get it in me.
Right. Like, no, like, I just want to get messed up.
Exactly.
Well, it's the same way I've heard you all talk about beer, right? Like, mm-hmm. You all, like, look for those, like, fancy beers. You're like, you don't have to stick with, like, the basic beers that you get, you know, in, like, gas stations and stuff when you're in college, right? Right?
They do sell good beer in some gas stations now, though, I will say.
But yeah. I mean, like, I know you and Dad specifically, Dad mostly, search out, like, the fancy draft beers when you're at restaurants. Mm-hmm. Not just, like, what they would have in, like, a bottle or a can, like, whatever standard. That's, like, the same thing, right?
Yeah. No, I think that's true. I mean, I don't know if this is still the case, but back in my youth, your introduction to beer was Natural Light. Mm-hmm. Was Natty Light. Natty Light. And that was just what everyone had.
That's the first time I've ever heard the phrase Natural Light. My brain was like, Natty Light. Okay.
Is that still the first beer? Is
yeah.
It the baby beer?
I know there are new Natter Days that are like Natty Light mixed with like a trying to make it more of like a Smirnoff type Mike's thing where it's like a strawberry lemonade Natty Light.
No.
Ugh.
Yeah. Those are popular at the party.
I vote no.
I would say no. My body does not want that.
It's hurt internally and externally.
A Natter Day.
No. How is that? How did they make Natty Light worse? How were they like, this is bad? Here, hold my Natty Light.
But give me half of it.
But give it back to me then because I'm going to make it worse.
What?
No, I didn't know about that. But that, yeah, no, that's it. I mean, that's a good example. Like, I started out because that's what was around. I drank Natty Light. And then I moved on to Miller Lite.
Right.
Because I was
a
like,
natural evolution.
This is more sophisticated and it's union made. So I will I will drink Miller Lite now.
But when did you go to Miller High Life? Because that's
the champagne.
I skipped Miller High Life. See, I was stuck on Miller Lite for a long time because they say that union made on there. And so I was.
You're really for
I was
the
part
union?
Of the college Democrats. And it was very important to us at all of our gatherings that we drank Miller Lite. And
I'm
I just got
so
stuck
proud of
there
you for supporting very, the yeah. unions.
But you know, you think about it, they're both made by Miller. They gotta both be union made, right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think they probably are, but we didn't know. We were. Anyway, I got really hung up on Miller Lite for many years. And then we went to an out of the way in Ohio beer store, like this weird gas station place that had a ton of craft beers warm on the shelves and only like one or two bottles of every kind, like not even like whole six packs. It's called Leo's. And we went there and got just a whole collection of like, I don't know what any of this is. We'll try it all. And our minds were blown. And I've never looked back to Miller.
She's never looked back, folks.
That was the end of my Miller Lite days. No shade on Miller Lite.
No shade. Nah, it's a perfectly fine, you know, if you're right now, it's fine. I mean, I feel like I still drink beer. I love beer in a can. I'll drink a Tecate or a Modelo. Like, I usually won't go back for a Miller
Lite. Yeah.
But I'm into those beers too. What do you have to say about that?
My bartender sister.
No, I usually don't drink light beers just because it's like a lot of the reason that they're light is because they have less alcohol. So it's like, I mean, I don't mind if beer has more or less alcohol. I just want a regular beer, and I'd rather just drink a regular beer than have like a beer that's had some alcohol sucked away and like I'm just drinking more carb water. But I have no problem against like tasty. I like High Life. I like Budweiser. If I'm fine with that. I love light Mexican pilsners. Like I like American pilsners. But I'm curious about. I guess the thing that I guess hasn't changed is like when we're young. I think the reason that all the drinks we talk about are very sweet and there's a lot of sugar because it hides the alcohol. It's like the point is not that it tastes good necessarily. It's just that you can get it down and that you get wasted. Has that changed? Like, because if there's a person in college that has any understanding about like, well, cocktails or whatever, like that is of legal age, I want that advancement. Like, is there one person that's not thinking the only mixers are like vanilla vodka and vanilla Coke?
Do I know those people? No. All right. But I will say that I've seen like people say on Twitter and on the social media talking about like kind of similar to how we've talked about people posting about, oh, well, you know, teenagers now don't go through that awkward like blue eyeshadow, like shimmery chapstick phase because we have all this like, you know, nice modern makeup and stuff. We don't go through that awkward stage. It's kind of the same thing when I see people talk about alcohol. It's like, oh, you don't go through that awful like green apple pucker blue drink phase because you have like White Claws and hard seltzers that are still the same kind of thing that are made for, I would think, a younger audience, but aren't as like sugary and awful, and other people can still enjoy them. I think it just is, you know, the same kind of thing. Not as much with the cocktails. I think when you go to a college bar, it's still kind of like, give me something blue, give me a vodka crayon, like, yeah, that all kind of, like a lemon drop shot, like, you know, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
But, you know, like the kind of alcohol you buy, it's less like, just give me whatever is going to get me drunk. And more like, I also just want it to, like, be at least enjoyable, you know?
Mm. I think that's a fair point about the White Claws, though. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of them personally.
Sydney loves claws.
I think everybody in this family loves claws.
I don't, I'm not a big fan of seltzer. I know that's like,
what?
I know you can't say that now, right? In 2019, you're not allowed to be not a fan of seltzer.
No, I mean, I think it's fine. Like, there's a lot worse things that people are out there being in 2019. So I think a fan of seltzer is.
Right. I'm still very liberal. I just don't like seltzer.
Like Nazis are okay being Nazis these days. Don't worry about the seltzer.
Good point. Fair point. I just like, you know, I really just drink seltzer to trick myself into drinking water. Because like, true. I'm not really into, like, I know I'm supposed to drink water, mm-hmm. but I won't like make myself drink that, like, I see people like the people who are out here doing the good work, carrying around New York City a full jug gallon of water. I would never do that, but I would drink a liter or 2 liter of seltzer,
mm-hmm.
because my brain just goes bubbles.
This is definitely a drink.
You're not alone though. I really think that's true. People love seltzer. Everybody loves seltzer now. It's the thing. And
put some alcohol in it.
It makes total sense. And I do think it tastes better, even though it's still not my preference. It does taste better than back what we used to drink, which were Smirnoff Ices, mm-hmm. and Zimas with Jolly Ranchers in the bottom.
What?
And yep, that was how you always did. You get your pack of Zimas and a bag of Jolly Ranchers and then put a Jolly Rancher in your Zima to make it taste like something. Yes.
Oh, this was God.
That was like par for the course. That was standard. Like, you did not have a party with Zimas and not have Jolly Ranchers. That would just be like, what were you even thinking?
But Zimas were still okay. Like, they weren't super sweet.
I think I missed
like Zimas. The evolution to that from like wine coolers and like the Smirnoff stuff, that got pretty sweet. But like Zimas, I've recently had Zima because for some reason they got a stronghold in Japan and just stayed there.
Ooh.
Like Zimas you can get in every like bodega basically in Japan. So
Well, and they were better, I will say. Like, there were the Zimas, and then the lemonade beers arrived, and everybody was drinking various lemonade beers. There were Dogs, and there were, obviously, Mike's Hard Lemonade became a thing, and everybody went crazy for lemonade beers. And they were, I mean, now my IPA palate says they were sickening. They probably weren't as bad as I'm remembering, but I like bitter beers. So for me, it's, you know. But White Claw's better. I would say White Claw's better than that stuff. It is a better place to start than where we started, which was literally give me a warm solo cup of green apple pucker and I'm going to sit here and sip on it like I'm an adult. That was what we did.
Terrible. That sounds like something no one should have to do.
Hello and welcome to the group message portion of Still Buffering. This is Riley of the Future coming to you from this week, bringing you our group message. I hope you're enjoying this mashup episode, this crossover, if you will, with Neat, the Boozecast, Taylor's other podcast. Again, go check that out if you haven't already. I want to tell you about a few sponsors we have this week that helped make this episode possible and all of our other episodes possible. Let's see if I can speak that time. This week, Still Buffering is sponsored in part by HelloFresh. We've told you about HelloFresh before. They give you everything from step-by-step recipes to pre-measured ingredients, and they give you everything you need to get a wow-worthy dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes, which is such a good amount of time. I mean, not all of us have hours to spend preparing dinner, and sometimes you get tired of just ordering food, you know, making frozen food. I know I do that a lot as a college student, so getting a really good, really tasty meal in just about 30 minutes, and they have something for everyone, from family recipes to calorie smart and vegetarian, and fun menu series like Hall of Fame and Kraft Burgers. You can easily change your delivery days depending on what day of the week is best for you, your food preferences, maybe if you want to switch up your meal plan, and skip a week whenever you need. And we want to help you try out HelloFresh. So you can get $80 off in your first month. That's $20 off of each of your first four boxes if you visit HelloFresh.com/StillBuffering80 and enter the promo code StillBuffering80. That's HelloFresh.com/StillBuffering80, promo code StillBuffering80, for a total of $80 off your first month of HelloFresh. So go check that out and have some really tasty dinners on us. We're also brought to you in part this week by Warby Parker. Warby Parker is the glasses service we've told you about before. They have glasses starting at $95, including prescription lenses, and they include anti-glare and anti-scratch coatings. And blue light filtering lenses are also now available, which is important for people like me who spend a lot of their time looking at computer screens and phone screens, and as most people do, especially all of us teens now in the year 2019, screens are our life and can really hurt your head, hurt your eyes, so those blue light filtering lenses are really helpful. And if you have an iPhone X, you can download Warby Parker's app where you can use their brand new virtual try-on, allowing you to try on their eyeglasses, so you don't even have to do their at-home try-on, which is also available, but you can do it on your phone and just try out as many lenses as you want. Take a picture, see how they look on your face. I know that's super important, you know, when you're picking out your lenses, you want to know how they look on your face, so now you can try them out on the app. And for every pair of glasses sold, Warby Parker distributes a pair of glasses to someone in need, which is super awesome. With Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs of glasses and try them on for 5 days, and there's no obligation to buy. I did this, Sydney did this, Taylor did this. We all have done this at-home try-on. We all loved it. You can pick 5 different frames, you know, maybe something you would never try on usually, maybe something that's usually more of what you stick with, something new, something fun. Try them on 5 days, no obligation to buy. Try them on, see how they look. And they ship free and include a prepaid return shipping label. So really, there's no reason not to do it. If you're looking for a new pair of frames, you should check out Warby Parker's at-home try-on program. If you just go to warbyparker.com/stillbuffering to order your free home try-ons today. That's warbyparker.com/stillbuffering. So go check out Warby Parker. Go check out HelloFresh. And now we're going to finish talking about college and blue drinks and all those kinds of things with Liz and Tay. So on with the crossover.
And now you don't have to. Well, you got White Claws. I actually don't know what Zima is.
I'm holding the mic far away. I don't know what Zima is.
Zima it's just a malt. Is that all it's considered? Ew, just a malt beverage? Flavored malt beverage.
Ew, it was malt clear. Beverages. I'm sorry. I don't know if that's controversial to say.
I don't like it. It came in a clear bottle and it was clear.
Yeah. And it tasted vaguely lemony.
Yeah, maybe vaguely citrusy, and that was it. And I mean, it was really just that. And okay. Then,
I'm thinking of a different kind of malt beverage.
You might like Colt 45?
Yeah.
Old English?
Yeah.
It wasn't like that. Nasty. No, Zima's so why like.
Are those allowed to be called malt beverages, and then also Smirnoff Ice is a malt beverage?
It's a malt beverage. They're just not beer, right?
Yeah, I guess it's a malt distillate, so you call it, that's what you call it. But
they should have distinctions. They're not the same.
No. They're just not beer. That's the only thing I would stand on. I'm not holding to like a German purity law on beer here, but it's not beer.
I will say those Smirnoff Ices and the Mike's Hards, and I haven't seen Zima. I think that's probably gone, right? All those things do still exist at, you know, parties and stuff. Like it's still when you're starting to drink after you're 21, you know. It's like you still want something that tastes good because you're not used to what alcohol tastes like. So you still want something that's like, oh, this tastes like soda. This tastes like, you know, candy. This tastes like sugar.
What about the bottles of Boone's Farm? Like Strawberry Fields?
Oh, no way.
What about that? Is that still around? Cannot be cool
anymore. What is that?
I don't know what that is.
Boone's Farm was a wine? I use the word wine so loosely here, but that's what it...
Okay.
It was sold like a wine, like in a wine bottle. Like a size of bottle. It looked like a wine bottle.
It was except only about...
you knew instantly there was something wrong because instead of a normal wine color, it would be like bright pink or blue or green or yellow or red or something, you know, primary colored.
Okay.
And its name were like Melon Ball, Strawberry Hill, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's not wine.
Those were very popular at parties. Is that like, back in our day?
Is that like Arbor Mist?
Arbor Mist is the same thing, but Arbor Mist had a slightly better advertising budget.
Yes,
like
because yeah. Arbor this was so Arbor Mist was marketed at like moms,
right?
Whereas like Boone's Farm was marketed at like kids.
You're gonna make this mistake. Boone's Farm.
There it is. Take this to your next high school party. Yeah. Boone's Farm.
And it was only like, I think it's only 9%. So it is like, it's high for a beer, it's low for wine, but it drinks like juice.
That's
so.
Their catchphrase. High for a beer, low for wine.
Drinks like juice.
Boone's Farm.
I actually did, I used to do like liquor repping, and I did not like repping, but I don't know. I'd go, you know, when you go into the liquor store and you see somebody like giving samples or whatever, I did that for a little bit. There was a company, I forget the name of the company, but they made wine, carbonated wine. And like, they had like the regular, I'm not going to claim what kind of grapes were in here, but they had a yellowish tinted one that was carbonated that was kind of like supposed to be kind of like a Prosecco. And then they had a pink one that was supposed to be like a sparkling rosé. But then they had a red one and it was carbonated, and they literally marketed it as like adult Coca-Cola. Like, but it tasted like that. Like it tasted like alcoholic Coke, kind of. Like it was very strange,
because that's the taste everybody's dying for.
Yeah,
like alcoholic. I love just Coke, but can you make my Coke boozy? We already did that,
like, but not with caffeine, I'm assuming. it just tastes
it just tasted like it would just taste like cola. It tasted like like kind of like fruity cola, but like dark cola. It was weird. It like it sold really well. People bought it. People like when you would do tastings of it, people would buy it.
I guess people like cola.
They do.
You know? So
that's the one thing I always thought about cola. I wish cola had no caffeine and lots of alcohol.
You know what? I don't want to drink two different liquids. I just want the liquid I'm already drinking to get me drunk.
I guess that makes sense if you think about. I've never been a big fan of cola as a mixer because I think it makes it taste flat. This is my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. I think it makes it taste flat, and then I don't like it very much. But I guess if you like to use cola as a mixer for whatever the heck you're mixing it with, this will save you the trouble.
Right. I guess so. I don't know. I can't explain that. I wish I could remember the name of the company because it was just like if you look up this marketing, one of the strangest jobs I've ever had in my life. It was so weird because I would tell them like, oh, it's like adult Coke. And they'd be like, that sounds good to me. I'm going to get 3 bottles of it. Sorry, weird segue there.
No. As I got a little older, like outside of my early drinking years, the next big thing that I remember everybody ordering was vodka Red Bull. Every time I went out, that was everybody around me was ordering that all the time. That was just like the standard. Like if you had no idea what else to order and you're with a group of friends and you just want to look like you're cool,
or order you vodka Red Bull. All night.
Which was a bad idea.
That sounds like a bad idea because I know how I feel after I just drink Red Bull.
Right.
I feel like adding alcohol to that would not be a good decision.
Your brain is going to go, "Night," and your body's going to be like, "I'm still here," for like 4 hours.
Yeah. That's dangerous. A fucking Red Bull. That's how people black out.
No, you're very true. You're very right. I mean, it's a terrible idea. And for some reason there was this moment in alcohol history where it was like, oh, well, if you like vodka Red Bull, here's, what were they all called? All of the...
Four Loko?
Four Loko, yes.
Oh, okay, man. So...
Oh, do you have a story about that?
No. Four Lokos are the thing that, in my experience from my friends, are the things that are like, you're wanting to get drunk and you want something that tastes like okay, then you're each going to get one Four Loko, and that is your night, is one Four Loko, because they come in these giant tall cans, right? Like they come in these huge
I could never finish one because I would get them with my friends in college,
yeah,
and I could never finish one. Never. I would pass out before I finished one.
Definitely still a thing. They're huge.
They're huge, and they taste nasty.
But they used to have so much more caffeine. I think that's the thing. Now they can't.
That has to be
what
they changed because I've never heard of them as being an energy drink alcoholic thing. It's more just like a higher percentage than a Smirnoff or a,
Well, they had to stop because they were giving people heart attacks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and people were staying awake and drinking way more than because usually your brain does that thing where it's like, you're done now. Sleepy time. Bye. Nope. Mm-hmm. It makes you stop. And the caffeine was preventing that.
I remember playing. So this is all bad. This is nothing that anybody should do, but there's a game that I played in college called Edward 40 Hands, which is where you take 40 to each of your hand, and you can't get your hands back till you finish them both. And that's bad. And that's dumb. But then even dumber was the next year where we played Edward 4 Loko Hands.
We
each had 2 Four Lokos taped to our hands.
Don't ever do this.
It was a terrible idea.
That's so dangerous.
And
yeah, knowing how I've seen people after like 3/4 of one Four Loko, having 2.
Oh no! Me and a buddy snuck into the bathroom and helped each other cut the Four Lokos off our hands, and then we left the party.
That was the right move, though. Kids,
that was the smart decision.
Leave the party.
We don't want to know because there's still 5 other people in the game. We're like, we don't even know want to know how this ends. We just want to leave.
I went out.
Yeah. No, if you're ever at a party where someone tries to tape alcohol to your hands, Don't let them take, don't even wait like Taylor did and cut it off in the bathroom. Just like say no and run.
Yep. Yep.
I need an adult and run.
Because obviously if you're at a party where there are people trying to tape alcohol to your hands, there are no adults there.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Yes, this is a bad idea. And that's the beauty of, as you get older, you realize, like, are you handing me the mic? Ah, okay. You realize that it's hard to share a mic when you're recording a podcast.
Now we're going to edit this one.
A podcast. No, but you realize that, like, there is, alcohol can be something that tastes good and, like, you enjoy a little bit of it and it's nice at a social event, but if you are drinking something that you can barely, like, tolerate, don't. I mean, I really think, like, I know that sounds like a really simple message, but I remember a lot of times when I was younger, like, taking a sip of something and being like, ooh, don't like that, but I guess that's what you do. Like, yeah,
I mean, I remember, like, because my parents were winos, so they were all, like, they drank, I'm sorry, is that not okay to say? I meant okay.
They like wine.
They jokingly called themselves winos. Like, they have a group of friends that they're like, they like to drink wine together. That's just their thing. They like it. But so they always liked wine. That was their bonding. My mom and dad. Among other things, I'm sure they have other
things. Who knows what they were, but definitely this.
Who knows? But they would always, like, their thing was kind of, you know, like, they would always say, like, because the law in Ohio is that you can drink with an adult supervision. So, under a guardian, not an adult supervision, that doesn't make any sense. Wow. Let me clarify. Under the supervision of their guardian. So my parents would give us, like, let us try their wine and stuff. And I always thought that stuff was nasty. So I was like, yeah, no, I don't want any of that. Like, I actually was pretty good in my other than that, like, pretty rebellious teen years. That wasn't one of the things that I did because I was like, that's gross. I don't want any of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's not a bad thing, though, to normalize it, like, because for a lot of people, alcohol is going to be part of their life. Not for everybody, right. Whether they choose to or it's just not a good thing for them.
Right.
You have to figure out how you're going to have a good relationship with it one way or the other. So I don't think like parents like introducing you to the idea of alcohol is a bad idea.
Oh, no. And let me clarify. I like wine now. I didn't like it when I was 8, you know, but that's also like I think that's like something about the way that they do stuff in Europe. Mm-hmm. Like when, like, you can drink earlier, right, and then it's not as stigmatized. It's not like built up this thing. I think we maybe over here in the States, like, that. It's like, mm-hmm. you feel like an adult, but you're not allowed to drink, so you might be more inclined to do it out of spite or, like, out of a rebellious streak, whereas if you just, like, grew up knowing about it, then, like, it's not a big deal, so you don't feel as inclined to do it.
Mm-hmm. That is true. I think, like, Americans are the worst binge drinkers when it comes to that, but...
Yeah.
No, it's very true because we don't, alcohol is still seen as like this party thing as opposed to just like the way I think about it, which is occasionally I'm eating something and I think this would be good with a beer. Right. I would like to have a very nice beer with this. Yeah, and it's not like in any pursuit of trying to get drunk. It's right. Purely I would enjoy the taste of a beer with this food.
Yeah.
And there aren't a lot of good non-alcoholic beers, frankly.
Well,
no.
That's true.
No. Mm.
But so. I think that, like, the having booze in restaurants is, like, that's also something that's coming back way, way more and more in fashion. And even laws have been passed that say, like, hey, you have to have food if you serve alcohol in certain areas. So I think that's cool because it kind of, it normalizes a bit more. Like,
mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's the thing, right? Like, here, it's not like in the UK, for example, where you can have ciders and then you move on to harder stuff as the older you get, but you can start having lighter stuff when you're like 16, 17 years old. And then it's like, oh, you're with your family, so you're casually having like an alcoholic beverage. And you get to college and you're not like, oh, what is alcohol? What is this thing? What does it mean to be drunk? But I know, I feel like a lot of college students still are at the point, especially here, where it's like, I'm drinking to get drunk, not because it's a thing I enjoy, not because it's like a tasty thing, but I'm just pounding these things until I get to a state of like not soberness.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's not good. Like, no. If alcohol is gonna exist and be, because I mean, when you're in college, half of your friends are gonna be legal drinking age. You know, most people in college are between the ages of 18 and 22. So by the time you hit your junior year of college, you can drink legally. So you go to the bars with your friends, and those are the people you're surrounded by. Like, I don't, that shouldn't be the first experience you want people to have when they drink, to be like surrounded by a bunch of people that are like, I've never had alcohol before, so I'm just gonna drink a bunch of stuff that gets me not sober.
Yeah, I think anytime, and I mean, even like, even as an adult, I have to question, like, am I drinking this because it's cheap and like it's a quick buzz, or do I enjoy it? And I think that's a good rule to follow. Like, am I enjoying this drink? Then if that's the only purpose, then great. That's okay. Like, as an adult. But like, it's like, am I doing this just to get drunk? No one should do that.
Mm-hmm. Right. There are certain things that like I wouldn't want to take a shot of, for example, because I'm like, I know that I don't like that, so I know if I'm gonna do that, it means like right now I want to get drunk,
right?
So like, that's like a good gauge of that, like, if I'm willing to take a shot of vodka, then I clearly only have one thing in mind.
Yeah, and you would enjoy more to sip on something than sip on it, and if you wouldn't sip on it, don't drink it.
I think that is a good rule. And I apologize to any Jägermeister lovers out there, but that's why, like...
Do you deserve an apology? Think about it.
Hey, you know I'll get in Jägermeister's corner.
I can't. I look back at the days where I would drink, and I just don't know. I never enjoyed the taste of Jägermeister.
No.
I don't want to drink it now.
It's like pine and licorice.
Mm-hmm. I think it works great in cocktails.
Maybe in a cocktail. I just mean on its own.
I would
own.
Drink it in a cocktail if you made it, Taylor.
Yeah. But when you're in college, I feel like none of your friends are going to be like mixologists, great bartenders, and you don't have...
You could.
I will be the one.
I will give you all the knowledge now, and then on your 21st birthday, you just like invite your friends over and you're like, hello, I'm a mixologist, and just do it.
Here's what good alcohol is.
Yeah.
But I mean, when you're like... going to bars or even at a party, no one has the stuff to mix it with. Like, they just think about, like, we're having a party, we're gonna get liquor and we're gonna get sugary bottled and canned drinks. So you don't even have the opportunity to like try liquor mixed with stuff. I feel like when you start drinking, if you're in like a college setting or a party setting, if you start drinking, then because it's just surrounded by liquor that people got to get drunk, and then, you know, like standard canned beers and Smirnoff ices and stuff.
Right.
So I wouldn't even know what liquor mixed with stuff tasted like once I started drinking.
You just show up with your own shaker full of classic, I was going to say gin martinis, but that should be stirred, so I don't know. But just show, do some like, dirty martinis from the 70s. Uh-huh. That's stylish. You could leave this in the shaker for a while and let it melt down. That's the truth. Just show me like, oh, I brought my own drink. Where are your martini glasses?
Can you imagine? And you'll be that, the coolest. Like, it would be like a full on like mod look. She like shows up and she's got her own whole bar set up, and it's like a Mad Men scene or something. Yeah. And like, she's like, I'm gonna make some drinks for everyone. Who wants something?
I just need ice and glassware. That's all.
I'm gonna roll up to my first party right after I turn 21 with a backpack on and just start whipping out like a shaker, some mixers, like just making drinks at someone else's party.
That's like a lot of work though.
Suspenders,
you could just make a punch.
Suspenders. Mustache.
That's true. That's
a straw hat.
We did, like, we always did, when I was in college, we did Harry Buffalo, which is like, have you Jungle Juice?
Isn't that just where you mix together just everything?
Yeah, it is basically a giant Long Island.
No. Better than that.
No, it's better than that. It's got like real juice in it. It's basically like juice, like whatever. I mean, lemonade. I guess fruit punch, but like, or like you could do, you can do better juices. You could do like grapefruit juice. Like a Hairy Buffalo is like really fruit heavy. So you do like, but it's like some mix of like fruit juice, lemonade, and iced tea or sweet tea usually. And, but you soak a bunch of fruit in it. And, oh, and Everclear.
I was like, what is the booze in this?
That's what it is. I was sitting here like, I could drink that.
We're all on board. And they're like, oh, and Everclear. We're like, whoa. Hold the phone.
Are now on
fire. Hold the phone.
No, or 151, because it's really, and it's really dangerous because it like, it tastes really good.
Yeah,
I bet. Don't taste the alcohol.
I bet it does.
So, because it's just like, if you put like a, what is that called? The spirits, rectified spirit.
Those were even higher than Everclear.
Really?
Yikes. That was 94%.
But what is that category of spirit called?
Riley, don't drink these things.
That's called.
That sounds scary.
Grain.
Stay away.
Grain alcohol.
That's grain alcohol.
Yeah, you basically stay like away. You can't drink it without a bunch of stuff.
And I don't recommend drinking anything that you have to mask with.
It's not a mask. It's just like,
no, you anything do. That smells like it could also go in a rubbing alcohol bottle.
But it is really easy to make, and is not Jaeger. I don't know what my argument is.
Well, I also remember the first time that somebody introduced me to the concept of like shots that weren't liquor, like just liquor.
Oh yeah.
Like the first time somebody was like, I'll have an oatmeal cookie shot or a pineapple upside down cake or a buttery nipple or you know,
kamikaze,
something that would taste good. And I was like, oh well, that was, I really enjoyed that. Yeah. I would drink a whole glass of that. I would, it would be very sweet. I probably would want to throw up. Like, but
half
like
an ounce of alcohol.
But like there, like I remember being introduced to this concept that like don't just drink liquor. Like just here, this tastes good. Now, okay, yeah. Now yeah. You're done with that. Yeah. Okay, now sit down, sit down and chill out for a while and have a glass of water and recover from that.
That's funny because I still know, like, because I still have those people that are like, what kind of shots do you have? And I'm like, whiskey, tequila at my bar. And there's always that moment where the people are like, oh, wait, like, shots. And I'm like, that we have shots. Like, I can make some of the mixed shots if I have to.
We don't put them on the menu.
But I still don't have the confidence to be like, oh, you don't know what you're drinking. I'm like, is there another level of bar where this is normal? Where, like, I have a specialty like
come to Huntington spokes, all the bars
small shop menu
yeah
yeah
my I knew a bartender who college made bars. A specialty okay. shot, but it was like it wasn't among a list of them. It was just like one. It was like a honeybee, or like it was basically yeah. It was like gin and honey and lemon, like you know that mm-hmm. cocktail. It was a bee's knees. That's a cocktail bee's knees. But in a shot form.
Oh, nice.
Like,
that sounds
so
good.
I guess he called it, not a bee's, he wouldn't call it the cocktail.
A bee's toe.
Bee's toes. You can't get the whole
bee's
knees.
Little pinky.
Just a little pinky baby toe. Well,
little pinky baby bee.
Well, I mentioned green apple pucker. Riley, what is the drink that all your friends drink? What's the awful or wonderful? You could, whatever you decide.
I mean, I've heard them order various things, but the only one I didn't know what it was based off the name, like, they ordered, like, a vodka cranberry. I'm like, okay, I can put together what that is. But, was a blue motorcycle. And all I could gather was they'd order it, and the bartender immediately was like, got it, and they bring them back a big blue drink.
Do you know what's in it? What is it?
We looked it up. Oh. And upon looking it up, it was gin, rum, vodka, tequila, blue, how do you say that?
Curacao,
and Sprite.
Yes.
A long...
Well, it is... Okay, so it's basically a Long Island.
A long?
You just didn't want to go there with me.
No. It's basically a Long Island.
You say things at the same time all the time.
Oh, yeah, I was like, you do it. Oh, no. I thought you wanted to say it. Anyway.
I looked at you.
I was like wondering why you were taking so long to say it.
Take two.
A long island.
I want to leave both of them.
Yeah. No, it's a Long Island with blue curacao instead of triple sec and Sprite instead of Coke.
Can you improve upon this beverage?
Well, for one, I can't say what the... Because I knew this drink as soon as you told me the ingredients. I was like, oh, but that was called something else for my age group. So I think the same drink just regenerates like some sort of like horror movie villain.
Time Lord.
Or Time Lord.
They yeah, it's the Doctor.
It. No, but it's evil, so it's not the Doctor.
Every season they have to rebrand it.
It's just a blue drink with all the kinds of liquor in it.
It's just
the master.
There you go. Yeah, and in my time it was called an Adios Mother, and I can't finish the last word.
It was just Adios Mom.
Bye Mom.
It was called Mom.
Bye Mom.
Bye Mom. Bye,
Mom. Adios Mom.
Mine was called a trash can.
Oh, well, that's more accurate.
That's accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, so we're going to try to make these drinks better.
Yeah, so go check out Neat the Boozecast YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Where Liz and Tay showed us how to make those better. Obviously, I did not partake, but Cindy did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now you can go learn how to make those so they're not trash cans.
And green apple pucker, so it's not just...
Green apple pucker.
Warm green apple pucker in a plastic cup. This is literally what we drank.
I mean, that's how, like, we're gonna improve the apple pucker drink by just literally adding anything to it.
Yep, anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Just anything. And maybe okay. Ice. Ice being one of the things.
That's true. We had ice. I don't know why we didn't use it.
Question.
Didn't want to water it down. Needed the full taste.
The full pucker.
Kids, if you're not 21, don't drink.
Don't drink.
I mean, unless you live in a country where it's legal, then
that's,
I guess
which that's some of you possible. Do.
Yeah.
But if you're in the States like me, don't be responsible and don't drink.
Yeah. Don't drink and drive ever, no matter how old you are. And drink responsibly. I feel like we should say that.
If you're of legal age.
Yes. If you're of legal age. Yeah.
That's good advice for everybody.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
I like the PSA at the end.
Yeah, I feel like that was necessary.
Yeah.
Thanks, Liz, for joining us, being our smorth sister.
Oh, I'm the smorth. I love smorth. Thank you for having me.
We hope you enjoyed this neat and still buffering crossover. Go check out Neat the Boozecast on YouTube and Spotify. Sorry.
Yes.
Spotify.
Yeah.
Taylor's on it, and it's super good and super fun. Our dad was also in a video that they did. For that. So there's that. Go check us out on MaximumFun.org, where there are a lot of other great podcasts. You can tweet at us at StillBuff, and you can go to MaximumFun.org. I already said that. You can email us at StillBuffering@MaximumFun.org if you have questions, comments, suggestions for future episodes. And thank you to the Novellas for our theme song, Baby, You Change Your Mind. I took your old bit, Sid. I didn't want to have to pass the mic back. This has been Still Buffering, a sister's guide to teens through the ages. I'm Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McRoy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
And I'm Liz June.
I am a teenager.
Wait,
nope, you're not.
Nope. I'm so sorry.
I am the teenager.
And I was too.
Not you. Just me. I am the teacher.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, I'm Graham.
And we're two house DJs who have been trapped inside our drum machine.
We love it here, and we'd love if you stopped by and visited us every week on Stop Podcasting Yourself
here on MaximumFun.org.
We're just a couple of doofuses from Canada.
And listen to our show or perish. Stop Podcasting Yourself
on MaximumFun.org.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.